This time of year, there are many people who like to travel. And the question is raised, what about Birchas HaGomel for those who fly, those who have flown somewhere? So here in the yeshiva, of course, at the beginning of the year, we have a very memorable lineup for Birchas HaGomel, even though really al pi halacha, one can certainly be yotzei with someone else making HaGomel. But there are those who are not known to say HaGomel at all, even for air travel. So it comes from the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Nun Dalid, and discussed here in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Yud Tes. The Gemara says that Arba Tzrichim L'Hodos, there are four people who need to make a Birchas HaGomel: a person who traveled by sea, a person who traveled through the desert, or a person who was sick and recovered, or a person who was let out of prison. The general practice is that we also say Birchas HaGomel in other situations if there was a nes and a person was saved. In these four situations, even if there was no actual nes that a person was saved, nonetheless, it's a dangerous situation, and a person would say Birchas HaGomel. So we have to see if air travel fits into one of these categories. Clearly, it would not be considered to be a nes that a person was saved, but does it fit into one of the four categories mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch? So for Sfardim, it would seem clear that one generally would make a Birchas HaGomel, because with regard to the category of Holchei Midbarios, people who travel through the desert. So later in Siman Reish Yud Tes, the Shulchan Aruch records a difference of practice between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. That the Yerushalmi says with regard to Tefillas HaDerech, that Kol HaDrachim B'Cheskas Mesukanim, that anytime you travel outside of a city, it's considered to be dangerous. So there are numerous Rishonim who suggested that when the Gemara says those who travel through a desert with regard to Birchas HaGomel, lav davka desert, but really, any time a person travels outside of a settled area, just like one would say Tefillas HaDerech, one would also say Birchas HaGomel, they go together. So Rav Adi Yosef writes, La'alacha, that any time a person travels 72 minutes, doesn't matter how he travels the 72 minutes, 72-minute distance of travel, one would say Tefillas HaDerech as well as Birchas HaGomel. And therefore, for air travel as well, it would seem that would fall into the category, at least for the Minhag Sfarad, of Holchei Midbarios, or the way the Rambam says it, Holchei Drachim. But what about for us Ashkenazim? We don't say Birchas HaGomel any time that you travel between cities or anything like that. We assume that Midbarios, traveling through the desert, the Gemara says, because the desert is a dangerous area. And even though the Be'er Halacha writes at the very beginning of Reish Yud Tes, that doesn't have to be that you actually were in danger, that you're actually attacked by bandits or were about to starve to death, doesn't matter. The desert is an inherently dangerous area, but is that true of air travel, bizman hazeh, that it's inherently dangerous occupation or activity, such that one would make a Birchas HaGomel? So in fact, there are those who, as mentioned, don't make a Birchas HaGomel at all. Soloveitchik apparently said la'alacha that bizmanenu, it's not dangerous, and the bracha of HaGomel is a bracha on that sense of relief, of passing from vulnerability to safety. And therefore, a person would not make a Birchas HaGomel. And I saw this also in the name of one or two other Gedolim as well. Nonetheless, many Gedolim paskins that one would make a Birchas HaGomel on air travel. And here, we divide into two different shitas. Some said you always make a Birchas HaGomel on any air travel. And some said, we'll work with the other definition very narrowly, Yordei Hayam. So if you travel over the sea, then you would make a Birchas HaGomel. And if not, not. So, to explain further, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, this is an Orach Chaim Beis Nun Tes, says as follows: what's special about Yordei Hayam, people who travel through the sea, as opposed to people who travel on land? So he says that when you travel through the sea, it's an inherently dangerous situation, because a person can't live in the sea. So you're inherently in danger, except that you have a boat. So that's saving you. But the boat, something could happen to the boat, even if it doesn't usually happen. Something could theoretically happen. So you're in an inherently vulnerable situation, as opposed to when you're traveling on land. At each point that you're traveling on the land, there's nothing inherently dangerous about traveling on that spot. So therefore, when you travel by boat, so then you make a bracha. So he said that the same is true when it comes to air travel. People cannot live 30,000 feet in the air. You're automatically, inherently in a state of danger, except that there's a plane which is transporting you and saving you. But something could happen to the plane, so even though it's not so common, you would definitely say a bracha, and that's no matter what, any form of air travel, even if it's just a short trip and you're not passing over the ocean or anything like that. Rav Moshe Feinstein would say that you say the Birchas HaGomel. And without all the explanation, this is also the Psak in Halicha Shlomo, name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. As mentioned, some suggest that, listen, since it's not actually dangerous, so we'll just go by the official definition as given in Chazal, Yordei Hayam, those who pass through the sea. So Rav Sternberg writes, so what's the difference if you pass through the sea on the water or over the water? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you an even better way to travel through the sea, which is on a plane. It's more convenient. So you'd have to say the bracha in that circumstance as well. But if you're not actually going over the sea, so then he suggests maybe not. So this is an overview of the different opinions to explain the different minhagim in this regard. And please have a great day. And